his hands, he's got the whole wide world. In his hands,
come on up and join me. Come on up.
In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands.
Have a seat right down here. How about right down here?
He's got everybody.
Here you go, right down here. Have a seat right down on the floor.
He's got everybody. In his hands, he's got everybody. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Come on up, Oliver. Good to see you. Come on up with the rest of the kids. Today is Christ the King Sunday. And it's a special day in the life of the church. We know what kings are. We have an idea of what kings are. Do we sometimes see kings looking like this? Yeah. Now I'm a king because I have a crown. Yeah, kings have crowns. Do kings go about doing a lot of things like, oh, I don't know, cleaning the kitchen, doing laundry, those kind of things? No.
Instead, their job is to put a schedule of when to do something.
Put together a schedule of when to do those things? Yes. So kings are more managers than they are doers. Very good observation. We see a lot of parallels in that in life, don't we? Kings are royal and meant to be served, right? Kings are served. They don't serve others. That's not the job of a king. Sometimes we see Jesus in drawings and paintings. We see Jesus dressed like a king. We see Jesus literally with a crown on. And today is Christ the King Sunday, so it's reasonable. But this is also a day of many hats. Because sometimes we see Jesus depicted in other ways. Sometimes we see Jesus looking, talk amongst yourselves, looking a little bit like this here. Try this on. Does this look like a king? What does this look like? Don't be frightened. It's just me with a shepherd's hat. Yeah. Do you recognize a shepherd? Shepherds are the ones who care for the sheep, aren't they? And sometimes, most of the time, we see Jesus depicted something like this. We see him in paintings and drawings looking like a shepherd. And some people talk about Jesus as the shepherd king. Pretty interesting, huh? Because those things seem kind of different. Shepherds don't sit around waiting to be served, do they? They reach out and serve and care for all of the sheep that have been given to them. Yeah. Shepherds are servants themselves. And Jesus comes to us describing himself as the good shepherd, the one who keeps care of all of the sheep in God's flock. So sometimes we have kings that look like this here. And Jesus is shown to be looking like this many times. Shepherd kings, royalty, and sometimes we see Jesus wearing a crown like this. And I'm not even going to try that on because these are thorns and they're very sharp. And this is something that is put on Jesus to make fun of him. To say, you're not a king. And if you are, here's your crown. Because Jesus is the one who suffers with us sometimes when things are not so good. Jesus goes with us through the hard times of life too. And sometimes that crown of a king looks like this right here, a crown of thorns. And it's a sad thing, but it also teaches us that Jesus goes with us through all of the days of our lives, when things are good and when things are not so good. Jesus is there with us, like the shepherd king, like the king of our lives, the one who teaches us that God is good and God is here with each of us every day. So lots of different hats today, lots of different king crowns. Let's think about that as we continue to talk about Jesus as king today. You might even draw some pictures of different ways that Jesus might be king in our world. It's a good way to reflect on the subject yourselves. Thank you for coming up and being a part of worship today. And know that Jesus is with you and that in him God loves you every day. Amen. You can go back and sit with your folks.